Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Eaton High School in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA trip to the playoffs on high school baseball here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. I'm Clark Johnson. This is Bruce Dick with me. Coach, it was warmer and sunnier yesterday, and here we are on a Sunday, right?
Well, let's postpone it a day. And, you know, we were just talking about the weather forecasters, how wrong they were in northern Colorado.
Wow, how do you keep your job?
Wow, it's, yeah, yesterday was a more pleasant day. You know, one thing Eaton has going for them, they've been playing in the wind all spring.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, everybody has, so yeah.
And today is another windy day with the temperatures, I'm guessing, right around high 40s, maybe 50-ish
now. We get 50 when the sun comes out today, but I drove over from Fort Collins this morning, got out and said, what a gorgeous day in Fort Collins. The wind wasn't blowing. The sun was out. The birds were singing. Got to eat and open the door, and holy cow, it was like another trip to another country.
When I left the house, it's like I entered a different world here.
All right, let's get to it. Our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. Shook hands this morning with Daryl Martin. He and his wife Sarah own Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Of course, Walker Martin's parents, as the Reds get ready to go here today. And, Coach, this will be fun today. If the wind cools it out a little bit and we get some sun today, we're going to have some good baseball. But Inglewood, the 32, the Reds, the one seed. And I can't even find the last time in history the Reds did not advance to the state tournament.
It's been
30-some-odd years.
Yeah, it's been forever. And I look for them just to take care of business today. When you're ranked the number one team in the state, you get good draws. The Reds have been playing well. You know, for most of the year, they've been playing great baseball, and I know they have to take care of business today, but look forward to next week at the state tournament.
No doubt. Mitch Haythorn will go today. The sophomore will throw, then we'll get Tate Smith in the championship game, assuming the Reds get there this afternoon. That's scheduled for about 4 o'clock, but Bruce, you never know. Maybe we get a mercy rule game in here. Maybe we get an extra inning game. We don't know. 4 o'clock is what they're guessing for that second game today.
Well, looking at some of the scores yesterday, Sterling was able to play, and they had two 10-run games, two mercy rule games.
Sure did, yep.
So not surprising if that would happen here today.
A couple of local teams advancing, of course, in the 3A division, 4 teams advanced. Sterling was one of those, of course, to get to the Final 8. Severn Silver Knights, how about them
how
in the 4A?
How about the Silver Knights?
Kevin
they did
Johnson's
a great
club.
Job.
Boom.
Well, went down to Pueblo and just got themselves 2 wins and beat Pueblo County, the host school down there, and they're on to the state tournament.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. When we can, in the pregame show here, we'll try to get to the brackets for you, at least 3A and 4A, 5A today, too, as well. There's a ton of action going as well there. I believe that we said Fort Collins is going to go Monday. Yeah, Big E came through for me yesterday.
Yeah,
let me tell you, Coach.
They're going Monday at Mountain Vista. In the Highlands Ranch area, they had 8 inches of snow.
Wow, holy cow. How it changes from different parts of the state.
It's
just crazy.
It really does.
Yeah, I think the Western Slope was okay because some of those games, they played them. So.
Western Slope was okay. They played down in Alamosa yesterday.
Yep.
Another upset, Clark.
Absolutely. Bayfield, you kind of called Bayfield
well,
as
Colorado
a winner down
Academy
there.
And Colorado
Academy
and Bayfield.
Too. Yep.
Both non-host teams came through their region brackets in 3A baseball yesterday.
And we talked about those teams. You kind of like Bayfield a little bit, and I thought Colorado Academy's been salty and a good program in the past. So
better league.
Yeah, better league, better results often happen, so that's the case. All right, we'll come back in a moment and continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. 11 o'clock, our J9 first pitch, and it'll be the Eaton Reds and the Englewood Pirates today, the 1 versus the 32, and then we'll have the championship for the region out here at about 4 o'clock today. Bruce and I back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court, roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show, May 28th and 29th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade. Plus, $50 CCW classes will be held on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be giving away a free 12-gauge on Sunday, presented by Elijah Hatch for Weld County. Must be present to win. For more info, visit peshows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the PE Gun Shows May 28th and 29th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field-size showroom and store is packed full of the latest. From Sig Sauer, Easy Go, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 5:30, Saturday 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
The whole show.
That first pick for them, Nick Benito, the outside linebacker out of Oklahoma, you know what that move was about, right? If Bradley Chubb can't get it together, you've got Nick Benito taking over. If Chubb can get it together, then you've got both. This is the year. This is it. It is time for Bradley Chubb to either put up or shut up.
The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton High School as we get set for playoff action today, the regionals on 1310 KFK. Thank you to Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill, one of our great playoff sponsors. Do you want a $100 gift card each week to go buy gas with, Bruce?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's what you do. Go over to Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey, that beautiful state-of-the-art convenience store, or the U Fillets in either Eaton or Greeley. And fill up there, spend $15 or more, either gas or combination gas and merchandise. Go inside to pay. Each time you do that during the week, they're going to put your name into the drawing. You can get a drawing ticket every day over there if you want. But each day you go in, one ticket, you're in the drawing. Every week they pull out a winner for a $100 gas card. Or I think it's just a merchandise card. You can get gas or merchandise with the card. But a great deal at Kramer's Wedge Store. And that wonderful Tatanka Grill when you're in the stores, of course, the Tatanka Grill, made from scratch food every single day. We thank them for their sponsorship on Preps Radio. Coach, four teams already in 3A have got their passes to the final eight. And they are Sterling, who beat Delta 13-3 in the regional final. No surprise. That's one. We can check the box on one of the teams that we thought would be there, right?
No surprise. And the 13-3 over Delta was after their 20-0 win.
That's right.
Over Middle Park.
33-3 day.
So,
that's not so bad.
You know, the bats were rocking and step outside the Patriot League a little bit. And, you can see how strong that Sterling Tiger team is.
Boy, no doubt. I mean, you bet, you got it. Colorado Academy beat Alamosa 13-2 in that one. So the Mean Moose, no match for Colorado Academy yesterday, but they're coming out of the Metro, and here we are right away, the first two teams we talk about from the two best conferences.
From the two best conferences, and, you know, the depth there as well. You know, those teams that got by the first round probably used their best pitcher and hope for the best in the championship games, and it usually doesn't turn out very well.
A couple other teams get in out of the North Fork region out there on the Western Slope. Bayfield, they end up beating North Fork, the host there, 8-3. Bruce has been talking about Bayfield as a program that can go forward, and they have into the Final Eight. And then out of the Tri-Peaks, Manitou Springs, the little upset. Lamar had been playing pretty good baseball, a really good program, kind of had an off start.
Yes.
Not a great year last year, but really started to play good baseball. I saw their scores a lot better at towards the end of the year. So little surprise that Manitou beats them 11-9.
Yeah, Manitou comes through. So it's going to be interesting to just see how many more non-Patriot Metro leagues win today.
Sure, absolutely. No question about it. And talking about the ones that will go today, that will be decided today, of course, here in Eaton, the Reds and Englewood to open it up. Kent, Denver, and Coal Ridge wait to play the second game. Then the championship's at 4. The Reds are prohibitive. Slam dunk favorite today. Like I said, can't remember the last time they didn't win the region. Remember last year when they almost didn't win. The Brush Beat Diggers, who host today as well, almost beat the Reds last year on the road. This time they deserve the home spot. They get it. Brush is at home. That's a noon game today against Salida. And then at 2:30, Mike McGarrow and Resurrection Christian will take on Basalt. I think you get Brush and Rez in there, but Brush has handled them pretty easily twice.
Well, they have, but Resurrection's pitch has been absolutely sensational the last part of this season. And we talked about this on our program. It's unfortunate that Resurrection got sent to Brush. If they get sent to Alamosa, if they get sent to North Fork, they come out winners, as does Brush in their region. But there's just going to be one of those teams survive.
Region 5, that's Lutheran. That's the team, the most vaunted team, of course, outside of the top four Patriot League teams. They take on Platte Valley today at 2:30. The other matchup, and that one's Classical Academy and Jefferson Academy. Let's see, we talked about Bayfield winning their region. Manitou wins on their side. And the other one here today out at Tom Roach Field, we were going to originally be there, Coach, out at Tom Roach Field to take that game today in the broadcast. But by Friday at noon, we needed to make a programming decision, and Eaton was the only one that had confirmed they were going to go on Sunday. So that's where we jumped. But University and Prospect Ridge Academy, Mark Knudsen's club rolls in the day after their graduation, so that clears that up. Their catcher will be playing. That's right. That kid can flat out hit third in the state in the RBIs. We get to see the number one guy in the state in RBIs, Ryder True, today, who's driven in 42 runs for the Reds this year. Can't wait to talk about the big. He's going in left field today, too, Coach. Faith Christian in the Academy is the other side of that 3A bracket right there. All right, we'll come back in a moment. We'll get to the starting lineups. It's cold. It's windy out here. But the sun is trying its darndest to peek through. Let's see if it does. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway floor to ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Life is too short to wear boring clothes, so if your wardrobe needs a refresh, stop by Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Arriving daily are new spring and summer outfits, the matching jewelry, hats, and even zipper ties for the guy in your life. Perk up your spirits with a new hairstyle in our salon. Don't forget, we have Kentucky Derby hats for men and women, plus colorful fascinators, too. We have a passion for fashion, so look for that red awning at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4, downtown Greeley, and see what's new.
The Greeley Stampede is the biggest event in northern Colorado, and KFKA will help bring all the action to life on the airwaves. This year, join me, Brian Gary, and Tanner Schwint as we broadcast each and every PRCA rodeo event live from the Greeley Stampede. Bull riding, bronc riding, barrel racing, and even mutton busting. Hear all the action right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, folks, to Eaton High School as we continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Coach and I are blabbing off the air about the Rock yesterday. What was the kid's name? He went yard twice in his first two at-bats, right?
I believe it's Brian Servin or Severin.
Yeah, Servin, I think it is, yeah.
So Clark, here's the interesting story about his first at-bat the other day. Not his first hit, his first at-bat.
Sure.
He hits a foul ball into the stands right to his mom.
Oh, no way in the world that happens.
I've been how many Major League Baseball games?
Okay, this kid's
you
special.
You too. Have you ever gotten a foul ball?
No.
I have not either.
No. I walked in on the ground once during batting practice at Dodger Stadium, and there was one on the ground already.
This
and so
kid
I picked it up.
Fouls the ball off, and it goes right to the family section.
That is
where
crazy.
His family is.
That's crazy. And then he comes out and hits
two home runs.
His first two hits of his career, and I'm reading down the line, and I can't find, and then I read this paragraph, and it says, only two other guys have hit in their first two hits, home runs. No idea who they are. They're nameless people, but, boy, what a start for that kid. Can you imagine how he felt at the end of that day?
And they gave the list last night on the Rockies broadcast of Rocky players that first hit was a home run.
Right.
There's quite a list, actually.
Sure.
There's about 10 guys.
Is that
a couple of pitchers on the list?
How about that? Unbelievable. No doubt about it. All right, let's get to our starting lineups. Inglewood Pirates today, 10-8, 5-3 out of the Colorado Conference, number 32, last team in. They've won three of their final four for Kyle Brink, who's the fifth-year coach. This is their first winning season in those 5 years, the 10-8 record. It's the Johnsons. So Gunnar Johnson will lead off and play center field. All right, give me, Coach, which one of the Johnsons is the sophomore? Is that Bo? I think it is.
I believe Bo, the second baseman.
All right, so the seniors, there's three Johnsons in a row here to start the lineup for Inglewood. Gunnar Johnson.
Our actual lineup card blew away.
Yeah, he sure did, like everything else here. Bo Johnson will hit second and play second base. Hunter Johnson will hit third. He's at first base. Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson. The Johnson in center who hits first, and the Johnson at first who hits third, they're seniors. They're twins. Bo Johnson is a cousin. So talk to the parents over at the other side just a minute ago. There's your three first hitters, and all you need to know is Johnson. Dylan Habel will bat fourth, and he'll pitch today. Isaiah, let's see if I can get this right now. Sergio Vano. Isaiah Sergiovano is the catcher today. Sammy Deo will be the shortstop. Elliot Mashka is in right field. Jace Prante is the DH. And Josh Jones, finally a name I can pronounce. The Johnsons and the Joneses, right? Josh Jones is over at third base. For the Reds, it'll look like this. The number one team in the state, the number one seed in this tournament, and the defending state champion, Eaton Reds, on their way to try and pick up their 13th state title this year. The Reds under Todd Hernandez. All they have done is won 43 of their last, 42 of their last 45 games for the Reds. Not too shabby. Ben Richter will lead off and play second base. Jaden Stone bats second. He plays center field. Walker Martin will be the shortstop. Ryder True, like him, he's in left field today. This kid is having an unbelievable season. In the midst of this great lineup that the Reds have, look at Ryder True, though. I mean, he's smashing the baseball. He leads the state in RBIs with 42 runs batted in. Tate Smith bats fifth. He plays first base. You'll see Tate on the mound in the championship game today. Dirk Duncan bats in the number six spot. He's over at third base. Garrett Garrettson is having a terrific year, talking with his grandfather earlier this morning before the broadcast. Garrett is going to bat the DH. Mitch Haythorn will bat eighth, and he is the pitcher. And Mitch, just to give you his numbers so far on the year, Haythorn 6-0, a 1.91 ERA, 36 and two-thirds innings, 72 strikeouts, almost two an inning. Yeah, that is the voice behind us, Steve Longwell. We're right below the speaker here at Eaton, so bear with us as we get there. Mike, if you can swing an early break, I think we should probably go to it here pretty quick as he gets through his lineups and all that stuff. It's very, very loud right here. But for the Reds, as we said, Haythorn will bat eighth, then Gunnar Duncan. He'll do the catching and bat in the number nine spot. We'll step aside, come back in a moment. We've got baseball next, the J9 Agency's first pitch. Regional action here at Eaton High School. It's the Reds and the Inglewood Pirates. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful
live from Eaton High School in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Beautiful? Well, it's usually beautiful. Sun trying to peek out here. It's Clark and the coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Saturday here for regional baseball.
We're on a Sunday, Clark.
On a Sunday, got him already going to say Saturday, aren't I? We never broadcast on Sundays, folks. But here we are at Eaton High School on a Sunday. Yeah, they changed it. It turned out, of course, if we would have stayed with yesterday's program, it would have been way better.
We wouldn't have been near as whiny about the weather.
That's for sure.
Yesterday.
That's for darn sure. The Reds, they've won 42 of their last 45 ball games. Defending state champions. They'll attack the Inglewood Pirates today. Pirates, Kyle Brinks, their coach, fifth season for them. Their first winning campaign. The school's only 6 years old. So, or the varsity program, I should say. But we'll see what we have today in Inglewood, a team that's the number 32 in. It's all, they're playing with house money. They're just going to come out and try to swing and have fun. If they get beat by 20, it's probably what people figure will happen.
Yeah, exactly right. And I didn't realize Inglewood had not been playing baseball.
I look back at Max Preps, and it cuts off about 6 years ago. So,
because, you know, traditionally they were really good 40 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
I was pretty good 40 years ago as well.
You're right. You know, they just snuck into the playoffs, and here they are against the number one team.
First pitch of the ball game, Mitch Haythorn deals, and the fastball missed inside. One ball, no strike. So pull up a chair, get warm. We're a little chilly out here right now, but we'll see if that gives way to some sun and maybe less wind as the day kicks through here. Haythorn comes back, and the sophomore's second pitch is a fastball for a strike. And to the first of the three Johnsons in the Pirates lineup, it's a ball and a strike. Mitch set to go again, kicks and deals, and the 1-1 pitch is fouled away left side. So the wind, Bruce, blowing right field to left field right now. So if you get it up in the airstream going to left field, you could hit one out today.
Yeah, there's definitely some balls that could reach the street out in left field. Mitch throwing the ball hard right now, just coming with fastballs.
1-2 fastball, try to get him to bite outside. It's two balls, two strikes. Almost two strikes an inning for Mitch this year. 72 Ks and 36 and two-thirds innings pitched.
See if Mitch breaks one off here on the two-strike count.
2-2 to Gunnar Johnson. Just missed down low, so he's gone full. 3-2 as the wind kicks up as strong as it's been since we've rolled out of the car here.
You know, that pitch could have went either way.
3-2 inside corner, struck him out.
Johnson down on strikes for the first.
Well, that the first pitch was borderline at the knees. Went a ball. This pitch, man, it just right on that inside corner. That was a no doubter.
So here's Bo Johnson. Now this is the cousin of Gunner and Hunter, who will hit. They surround him, hitting first and third as Bo hits in the two spot. Haythorne deals. It's a fastball just up in the zone. Pretty tight
Boy, that's been
so
a tight
far.
Zone. Up and down it was tight.
Yep, yep.
Had one at the knees. It was called a ball. Had one. That wasn't even at the letters.
That one's up a little bit even more. So quickly, yeah. 2-0.
So it doesn't look like that high pitch is going to be called a strike today.
Haythorne comes back 2-0. Does he get that one? No.
You know, I don't get that, Clark.
Me either.
When that batter stands up, that's right at his waist.
No. Nope.
That's not even a doubter.
3-0, and that's a strike. Mitch really brought that one. 3-0 to Bo Johnson, the sophomore. Comes in hitting .333. Driven in 8 runs this year. That one's in and over for strike two. They got to swing at the pitch.
You know, and that's what Mitch has to do. Just keep it, you know, thigh high and make them hit it.
And he misses with a 3-2 pitch, so ball 4. Fastball got away inside on him right there. Boy, he was really working quickly.
Yeah, I love how he's working, especially today. I don't blame any of these guys for working fast today. Get out there, throw strikes, make them put the bat on the ball.
All right, 2 Johnsons have been up. Here's the third one. Hunter Johnson, the first baseman, stands in. Fastball there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 1 strike. Inglewood and Eaton today, the 32-1 regionals kicking off here today on a Sunday in Eaton. Haythorne at the belt. Boy, the wind dies down for a second, and it gets even more beautiful. Pitch hit right field. Good try. This is Hayden Vigoria coming in to make the play on a bounce. It'll be a base hit. And the runners move up to first and second. That wind just caught that one. I thought maybe Hayden had a chance to pick that one off.
Yeah, the wind really did knock it down. And really, Hunter Johnson, he just kind of stuck his bat out there and made contact to get the ball to get out to the grass in right field.
So Dylan Hebel will come to the plate. Hebel is the number 4 hitter in the lineup. He'll pitch today. 29 RBIs leads the club. This is the guy. He's the pitcher. He's the stud at the plate. This is the guy that makes Inglewood go.
Yeah, this is definitely the best baseball player on the Inglewood roster.
So 2 on for the Pirates. The 32 seed has something cooking here in the first inning in Eaton. Here's Mitch at the belt. See what he does with traffic here. Fastball up and out of the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. They'd love to see how far Mitch could go today. Of course, if they get late enough, Garrett Garrison has done such a great job, the sophomore, out of the pen. Pitch there, waved at and missed.
Yeah, that was a fastball that Dylan just couldn't even get around on.
All right, set to go again here is Haythorne. Checks the runner back at second. Walker Martin dogging him behind the runner. And the pitch there, did he get the outside corner? That's a terrific pitch and some groans from the Eaton crowd. Boy, that's a tight, tight zone.
Boy, that was a great pitch right at, you know, above the knee on the outside corner.
Even the scoreboard operator got a groan.
Yeah, everybody got fooled that time.
2-2 with 2 on. Now he's got to come into him. Mitch deals good fastball on the outside corner, 2-2.
Pretty much the same spot, maybe just a little higher.
Mitch is up a little bit, I notice, on the pitches. They get something down. Maybe they can induce a double play here. Again, a long look back at second base, and now time called as the batters get tired. Hebel gets tired of waiting and backs out.
Will Hebel, being a pitcher himself, knows that can be a little disruptive to a pitcher at times.
Mitch comes back, 2-2 breaking ball that hung up there. It's 3-2 now. Well, not quite the way we thought the first top of the first would go here. Sergio Vano is out on deck, and this one is swung on and nope, it's ball 4. I take that back. I looked up and I thought I saw him swing, but not the case. It's ball four, so they're loaded, Coach, with one out.
Yeah, and Hobble, good eye at the plate there. That was outside, bases loaded, one out, Clark.
Isaiah Sergiovano, the catcher, will come up now here with the bases loaded. Courtesy runner is Pebbles over at first.
This is where Mitch has to just, kind of bear down and just throw strikes. Just throw strikes. It's a small zone. It's been established. You just got to come better in.
First pitch is right there, as Coach was talking about, for a strike. The courtesy runner at first base looks like he must be in third grade. That's a tiny individual over there. Here's the look in the 0-1. Fastball up and out again for Mitch. He is he's struggling a little bit with the command right now.
Well, since the first hitter, Mitch has not come inside. He got the first batter looking on the inside corner, but he's really been laying everything outside since then.
So he came with another pitch. 2-1 is the count. No, it says 1-1.
I think that was
their
timeout.
They just got it.
Yeah, it is 2-1.
Yeah, two balls and a strike now. Bases loaded. Nowhere to put this hitter. Isaiah Sergiovano, the catcher. And the pitch, he got one there. That was a ball earlier.
Well, that was a ball earlier, but
it's a strike
pitch.
I get it.
Waist. Yeah. That has to be a strike.
Two balls, two strikes. Mitch comes back. Did he get the inside corner? No. 3-2. I thought that was a beauty. Three balls, two strikes. Mitch getting no help from the home plate umpire so far. 3-2. He comes back and doesn't get it, and the run is in, and Mitch is, he's not happy with this so far.
Johnson will score.
Just the body language from Mitch Haythorne out there says he's not thrilled with this umpire so far. A little frustrated.
Well, and, anybody that's been on that mound pitching, you throw some pitches right where you want to throw them. They're in the zone, and
number six, Sammy Dale.
They're called a ball at times.
Wow.
And he's just got to move on and see if this zone gets a little bigger, because the kid up here now is about 6'4".
So we get another courtesy runner.
Ruben Saucedo.
And Sammy Dale is going to come to the plate here. Deo doesn't have the numbers. 205 hitter, just six RBIs for the junior this year. But the Reds, boy, they would love to limit the damage to just the one run right here. And the whole thing is Mitch has got to get it, just got to calm down and get this thing going. Looking to pitch, and the fastball missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes.
Sometimes, Clark, as a pitcher, and it's easier said than done, you just got to pipe it down the middle and say, how far can you hit it?
That one in for a strike.
You're not getting any calls up or down, corners, any corner.
Swinging a foul tip into the catcher's glove right there, so a ball and two strikes now.
And that's what he has to do, just challenge the hitters.
1-2, waved at and missed, and there's a big strikeout, so two away.
And I think as the game goes on, Mitch will adjust to this. All you ask for the umpire behind the plate to be consistent, and he has been very consistent thus far.
All right, a seven-hole hitter. Elliot Mashka is going to step up the right fielder, and that one's in for a strike. So Mitch is two strikes away from getting to the dugout here. Comes back in a hurry, and that one waved at and missed.
Love his rhythm. I know he's throwing a lot of balls, but he has great rhythm, and he's really been right around the plate every pitch.
0-2 pitch, got him looking. Pulled the trigger on it, and that'll do it for the Pirates in the first. They load him up and get one. Reds will buy that any day of the week. One run in on one hit. We'll go to the bottom of the first and eat. It's the regionals here on Preps Radio. Back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Obituary, noun from the Latin obitus, which means departure. A notice of a person's death, usually with a short biographical account. At Mosier Funeral Service, we know that your loved one's life is so much more than a short biographical account. Let us help you put together the details of a service that will not only honor your loved one's life, but give the rest of the story. Mosier Funeral Service is the Greeley Evans area's only family-owned and operated funeral service. Let the Mosier family help you in your time of need.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Alan, Ellie, Troy.
To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the first inning out here at Eaton High School. It is the 3A regional playoff today out at Eaton High School. Thank you again to the Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill, great sponsors on the postseason for us here on KFKA. Win a $100 gas card out there, folks. That's right. Every time you get $15 more in gas and merchandise and pay inside of the store, your name goes into the hopper for a weekly drawing for a $100 gas card. All brought to you by Kramer's Wedge Store and the Ufillets and Greeley and Eaton as well. And while you're there, stop in and get some of that great, great food from the Tatanka Grill, made from scratch food. At the Tatanka Grill and Kramer's Wedge Store. All right, here we go. Bottom of the first, Reds will have Richter, Stone, and Martin.
Leading up for the
I just
Reds
don't
the
think I'd trade places
inning.
With most teams, four, maybe outside Richter. Of University offensively. When you look at the lineup, Reds, University, I know Lutheran's got a pretty good offensive lineup too, so see what that looks like. But here we go. Benny Richter to lead things off. Reds first base, or Reds second baseman. Reds have won 42 of their last 45, second year in a row that they're Patriot League champs. And we'll see what they do here against Dylan Hebel. Hebel deals, and the pitch is in and over for a strike on one. He's got long locks, Hebel does, and they're blowing freely in the
wind,
Coach.
They are blowing on that mound, aren't they, Clark?
About a hair tie, mister. All right, Hebel to Richter. Here's the 0-1 from Hebel. Pitch is popped up behind us. It should get back out of play, be blown back at least out of play, and it is. And so quickly, no balls and two strikes. Hebel seems to be dialed in on the zone. Doesn't throw particularly hard.
No, it doesn't throw as hard as Mitch Haythorn, but he's been first two pitches right there on the plate.
Hebel comes back and misses that one outside. It dug up in the dirt nicely by Sergio Vano, the junior catcher.
Well, Hebel certainly has the Josh Hader look of the Milwaukee
he does. You're exactly
Brewers,
right.
Other than he's short and right-handed compared to the major league guy that's lengthy and left-handed.
One ball, two strikes to Benny Richter, opening it up for the Reds here. Hebel 3-3, 3.42 earned run average. Comes back and a big breaking ball. Boy, that just missed.
Wow.
That thing dipped a lot at the end.
Benny caught a break on that
so.
One.
I think so. I think he was fooled.
Hebel just kind of steps off the back of the rubber and goes, man,
I can't
throw a better curveball than that.
Yeah. Hebel comes back. The pitch is a fastball, and it's popped up foul right side, and this one will get out of play. So it remains two balls and two strikes. All Ben Richter's done from the leadoff spot this year is hit 382. His 39 runs are second on the club. Jaden Stone scored 40 times.
And has earned himself a future at Augustana College.
Little looper to shortstop, a soft liner, but it's over the shortstop's head into left field. That's blocked out by the umpire. I don't know if they got a glove on it or not.
No, it just cleared the shortstop out onto the left field grass.
So Richter starts things off with a base hit. It's an offense that gets 11 and a half runs a game, is batting almost 400. All right, Jaden Stone will step in. Look at the numbers for Jaden from the two spot. 436 this year, 40 runs to lead the club. 25 runs batted in, Coach, from the number two spot. That, as we always talk about, means the guys at the bottom of the order are getting on and the guys in front of him are getting on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a little over a year ago, Jaden got moved from that leadoff spot to the two spot. Since he's been in the two spot, he has been on fire.
Boy, no question about it. All right, Hebel set to go. They throw over to first, and Benny Richter back in on his stomach. So they'll keep an eye on him. Okay. 56 stolen bases for the Reds in 23 games, so a little over two a game. And they don't run a ton. Richter away from the bag at first is the pitch on the way here is up to Jaden Stone. And so it's a ball and no strikes. Richter's 18 steals, easily the best in the club. Stoney's got 12. Benny gets a good lead, and there he goes, off to the races. Pitches up, throw down to second base, not even close.
And Clark, after that throwing attempt at second base, I think the Reds are going to be running a lot.
Maybe more than that two a game, right?
Yeah, they're definitely have the wheels moving today.
Sergiovano is the junior catcher back there. Yeah, Coach, that throw wasn't close. All right, Richter, tying run now here in the first inning. Englewood got one. Tying run sitting at second base. Stone tired of waiting, and Jaden says, yep, I'm going to back out of this thing.
You know, we've seen so many good catchers in the Patriot League, but catching is the hardest position to fill for a high school team.
Boy, no kidding. Two balls and no strikes. Comes back, and that pitch is inside 3-0. We're talking to Todd Hernandez. Was it yesterday on our show? And he had said, might have been the day before, but this week, not yesterday, if I'm thinking Friday or Thursday, but he said with Ryder True going to play just the outfield now, the Reds have many options to go catch. And
they have four catchers on their roster.
Boy, no doubt.
That are legit, very good high school catchers.
Well, Stoney walks. He takes inside ball four, so now the Reds... two on, nobody out.
Shortstop number 16, Walker Martin.
Englewood loaded the bases with one out in the first. They had three walks by Mitch Haythorn in that first inning. Mitch looked like he really started to settle down at the end
Mitch
of that inning.
Mitch was throwing the ball well. Yeah. He was, you know, he got a little frustrated because some of those pitches were called balls.
Were called balls, yeah.
As far as throwing the ball philosophy, Andy was around the plate.
All right, here's Walk. Walker Martin steps up now for the Reds. Hebel deals, big breaking ball that dances inside a little bit on Walker there, and it's a ball and no strikes.
Well, there's a vast difference in velocity between Hebel's fastball and his curveball, but that's a 12-6 break.
Yeah, that's a nice
that
little
pitch.
Bender. You bet. That is the, if you look 12-6 up in the dictionary, that's it. It falls off the table. Here's the 1-0 from Hebel now with two on, nobody out. Another breaking ball. That's a strike. That's a nice little hook.
And he kept that on the inside, and for that breaking pitch, if Walker gets another one of those, look for him to have great contact.
38 runs in for Martin this year. That's number five in the state. Of course, the guy on deck leads the state. That's Ryder True with 42 ribbies. Pitch here's popped up behind us, foul out of play. And it is one ball, two strikes here to the Arkansas commit. Been saying that for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Still, we can still have one more
we'll
year.
Still have one more year left to say the Arkansas commit. I would be shocked if this isn't the 12-6 breaking pitch from
Hebel
to Walker right here.
1-2 from the senior Hebel coming up. He deals, runners take off, pitch grounded to the right side. That could be through. Over to pick it up on the dive is the second baseman, Bo Johnson. One run is in to score. They're going to try to plate another one, throw to the plate on a hop, and he's going to score. In to score behind Richter is Stone, and it's 2-1 Reds.
Well, two runs score on the single. Second baseman dove, kind of had contact, knocked the ball down, but just couldn't make any plays.
How are you going to rule that?
That's a base hit and an error. That's how I would.
So the error is, you only get one RBI?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to.
First one's a true RBI.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say.
They're going to give him two?
That they'll give him two RBIs.
We're going to do that too because we're hometown scoring. So, yeah. Ryder True steps up now to the plate. Give Walker the two RBIs. Give him 40 on the year. Here's the pitch. Swing a line drive, foul. Boy, Ryder True, his bat is sizzling right now. Leads the club with a 581 average. I mean, everything just blew right off
we
our
just
table
said,
here. So
there it
hopefully
goes.
Hopefully we're still connected. Yeah, boy, that's a 60-mile-an-hour gust or something like that.
Thank you.
Absolutely crazy. Everything just blew off our table. Here's the look in the pitch, and that is strike two. No balls, two strikes now to Ryder True.
I thought I had enough paperweights going here, Clark, but
this,
I did
this is just
not.
Ridiculous.
That wasn't just
it's a
paper.
Jinx. It's a complete jinx this year that every time we have a big game, it just is windy as can be. Here's the look and a pitch. That one is driven. He belted it. Dead center field going back, way back, looking up, and this one's off the fence in dead center field. Walker Martin will score without a problem. Ryder Trues on his way to third. He'll slide. He doesn't need to, but he just drove in another run. Give him 43 for the state's leading RBI man.
Martin scores on the play.
Well, Ryder just saw Walker come up with a couple RBIs, and he says, I better get going. I'm
right.
going to get caught here.
That's
so,
right.
He simply triples in and triples to
wow, hitting for the Reds, first baseman,
near center field and adds to his RBI total.
Well, Tate Smith had a really hot first half of the season at the plate, was the RBI leader on the team for about half the year. He's into the postseason with 25 ribbies now. He can pick up Ryder Trues down at third, still nobody out. Hebel deals. I thought when he hit that, and that one is off the front of the plate to the backstop, give the Reds their fourth run on a wild pitch.
And there, that takes away Tate Smith's possibility for an RBI, Clark.
That does.
Tate's exactly probably, right. You know, in his mind saying, oh, geez, you know.
He'll have game.
I would have knocked him in.
My guess is he's going to have game two today to have, get another RBI, though. So the way the Reds are starting here. They gave up one in the first, Mitch, three walk. That one all the way to the backstop. Hebel missed out by a mile and a half.
Just a little high.
Yep. So two balls and no strikes here.
Well, four at-bats for the Eaton Reds and four runs to start this regional game.
Hebel deals and goes low with the next pitch. Two balls and no strikes here. Tate Smith at 381. Five doubles. Has not hit one out of the park this year. That one's down, low ball four.
Yet,
that's right.
The base on balls.
Well, sixth hitter of the inning, and we're yet to see an out for the Reds. And Dirk Duncan will come up to the plate now for the Reds. All right, Duncan stands in, 306 for Dirk. 24 runs driven in for the six-hole hitter for the Reds. And the pitch is in for a strike from Hebel. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the first inning in Eaton, regional opener. Reds gave up one in the first to the Pirates, but they've responded with four of their own. Lead for Tate Smith at first, and the pitch is low and inside. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike here to Duncan. One of the best two-strike hitters in the state, one of the best two-out hitters in the state, really where he's made his living with the Reds. When you need a clutch hit, you got 20 up there at the plate, but old Dirk's going to come through for you. One ball, one strike as the wind kicks up again. Missed it outside with a pitch. And the struggle for Hebel here in the first inning for the senior.
Yeah, you know, he started off with two strikes and then since then, it's just been he's just struggled out there on the mound.
So 2-1 to Duncan as he'll dig back in. Garrett Garrettson, the sophomore designated hitter on deck here for the Reds. Hebel now both everybody's tired of waiting. Hebel's off the back of the hill here. Now back onto the rubber and set to go again. Starting to bluff at first base was Tate Smith didn't go, and the pitch is in for a strike.
I'm thinking Tate's staying at home at first base.
Yeah, probably so.
Knowing that he's got a game to pitch later today.
Two balls, two strikes here to Dirk Duncan. Hebel checks the runner, 2-2 to the plate. Breaking ball, did he go? Didn't. Checked his swing, three balls, two strikes. Hebel would love to get an out here. Just would like to get one in the books, have something to lean against. Three balls, two strikes. The senior comes back and missed it way outside ball four.
Duncan will draw the base on balls. That'll bring to the plate the DH, number 17, Garrett Garrison.
Well, Garrett Garrison will jump up to the plate. Had a great conversation with his grandfather before the ball game today. Garrett coming over from Berthoud.
Yeah, we learned a little something about Garrett from Coach Hernandez the other day that he's a quality catcher as well.
He's got a younger brother, I guess, who is going to be a freshman next year and is taller and supposedly even a better baseball player. So we'll see.
Well, Garrett, then he's Garrett, really good.
Garrett said, yeah.
Because Garrett's really good.
He is really good. Garrett said he may try playing football next year. Interesting thought. I had heard a rumor that he was a basketball player, but I was told that's not true. All right, here we go. Garrett to the plate. Two on for the Reds. Here, four already in. And the pitch is right down Main Street. Boy, I thought Garrett was licking his chops on that
I'm thinking Garrett's saying, why am I taking that first pitch?
Pitchers are kind of against the wind here. The wind blowing almost, if you drew a straight line from the visitor's dugout out to left field, it's kind of the way it's going. Pitch to the plate, and that one is skied to center field. Coming in a few steps is Gunnar Johnson, the senior. Now this ball is going to drop. How about that? Both outfielders looked at each other and said, I got it, you take it.
You got it, take it.
Yep.
Whoa. Where is it? The wind's blowing it. We just stopped. Wow.
So everybody has to move up 90 feet, basically, on this as the ball's not caught. It's a base hit. So the bases are loaded, and still Hebel's got to be looking at it going, come on, guys.
Guys, I'm struggling enough here.
No,
that's a
kidding.
Can of corn out there. Just go catch the baseball.
Well, here comes Mitch Haythorne now. What a royal spot to help himself. 4-1 already on the lead before he takes the hill in the second. Bases loaded, nobody out. Hebel off the rubber here, and he's going to take some time. Mitch, 263 is hitting. He's driven in 12. Hebel comes set at the belt again. Kicks and deals in the pitch, and that one's low, and it's a ball and no strikes. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Simply take care of my car, my kids' cars. They'll do the same for you, AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. All right, Hebel set to go again with bases chucked here. Breaking ball missed outside, got away from the catcher, and I don't think... Tate's going anywhere there, no. Nobody out. I mean, there's
no outs. We've been playing this half inning for a long time,
this
Clark.
Whole inning was taken since yesterday.
Yeah. No outs. You know, the wind was blowing when we started. And guess what?
It's Sunday, too.
It's still blowing.
Yeah, it is. Well, now they're going to have a meeting at the mound. I don't think they're going to go to a pitching change yet, but... seemed like everybody and their mother came running out there. So, hey, if you get hungry, folks, then I might do that today. Might make a little run over to A&W and Eaton here. I'm thinking about maybe one of the pub baskets, the fish and chips and fries out there today. May go try that. But that's my good friends out there, A&W and Eaton. Shannon running the store over there and doing a great job. That's just a iconic place here in Eaton, no doubt about it. Tuesdays, of course, Papa Tuesdays. Buy that Papa Burger combo, get one free. But also, if you're just sitting at home, you want to stay at home, you want to still eat A&W, call up Uber Eats. They've got you dialed in now. Uber Eats, A&W in Eaton.
Clark, as fast as this inning is going, it may be Tuesday.
It could be.
We may be right on time for a Papa special there.
Base is loaded still. Here's the pitch, and that one missed away. So Mitch here with a 4-1 advantage. It's three balls and no strikes. Hebel has nowhere to put this. This is like going to a shooting gallery for Mitch Haythorne right here. Senior Hebel at the belt. Here's the 3-0 delivery, way low in the dirt, ball four. RBI for Haythorne.
Draw the base on balls.
Yeah, Mitch drives in another one.
Yeah, he drove it with all his might.
First base, number 12, Brogan Barr.
So the Reds now with five runs into the ballgame. Gunnar Duncan, the catcher, will come to the plate now. Gunnar will get most of the work here in the postseason with Ryder True. Probably not going to be behind the dish again this year. Just needs to take care of his knee and keep that incredibly hot bat in the lineup. Hebel deals Duncan, and it's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. This may be the longest first inning of the year, Coach.
Well, we have batted around now, and we still have no outs.
Yeah, this is number 9 in the inning, and Hebel's going, boy, I'd love to get an out right here. Here's the look in the pitch, outside corner for a strike. So one ball and one strike. We told you Hebel, the senior, and this is when you talk about where you play, what conference you play in, 3-3 with a 3.5 ERA. The 9th Reds hitter, coach, and not one of them have been retired. Hebel deals Duncan, comes back, breaking ball, missed it outside, knocked down by Sergio Vano, the junior catcher.
And I know Sergio Vano is just saying, hey, hit the mitt, hit my mitt, let's just throw a strike.
So 2-1 again, nowhere to put the hitter here, bases loaded. 5 runs in for the Reds here in the first inning. Regional championship today around 4 o'clock, we think. Here's the pitch, and that is missing outside. 3-1.
You're down 5-1. Bases are loaded. Counts 1-1, and you get squeezed a little bit pitch.
I agree. 3 balls and a strike here. Now he's got to come down the middle. 3-1. Swing and a miss by Gunnar Duncan. It's 3-2.
Well, Gunner at the plate, you don't want to be that first guy. You don't want to make that first guy.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's like winning the lottery 9 times in a row. Yeah, somebody's not going to win. Here's the pitch. That's way up, all 4 RBI for Gunner Duncan.
Duncan draws the base on balls. Duncan scores.
Well, the procession continues here in the first inning at Eden. You asked me if the mercy rule in 3 innings is in existence. Yeah, 20-3, 15-4, and then 10 afterwards.
Ben Richter.
Well, guess who's up again, coach?
The leadoff hitter, Benny Richter.
Let off about 15, 20 minutes ago with a base hit, stolen base, and a run scored. Now he has a chance to get some RBIs. Hebel deals, and the fastball way up. It's a ball and no strikes. How long can you go with this kid?
It depends on what you have.
Well, yeah,
left,
I get that. And here comes the coach.
Yeah.
So this could be a pitching change here for Hebel in the first inning.
I mean, Hebel's their ace. He is their number one pitcher.
6 runs, 4 hits. You're right. I mean, and that's all for the ace. So he's done. We're going to get a pitching change. We'll take a 60-seconder timeout here, Micah, and go back to the studio. Reds have responded from the Pirates. 1 run with 6 of their own. Still nobody out. Bases still loaded when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103, 113, 10, KFKA.
He's no stranger to controversy.
Broncos are winning the AFC West. I'm saying it. There you go, Chiefs fans. You take away your premier weapon. Take away a Tyreek Hill. I'm going all in. Write it down.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
You want to speed up the game. You say, all right, batters, once you're in the box, it's go time. If you back out, that's on you. If you're the one delaying the game, that should be on you.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
Has his baseball decision-making been the greatest as far as the X's and O's? No. They've been very, 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 very bad. But from a business standpoint, he's a genius. Hopefully, getting people around him that can make better baseball decisions will help.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
And I still have that crazy take that nobody likes, that Joker's coming for the throne. He's going to take it from John Elway. When he won the Super Bowls, how many Hall of Famers was he playing with? How many Hall of Famers has the Joker played with?
The whole show, weekdays at noon, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear Broncos, Rockies, and Nuggets talk on the Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back here. It is Grant Pebbles. He's a freshman who takes over on the hill here. Coach, look at these numbers. 2-0, 0.45 ERA. This is the 11th appearance for Mr. Pebbles. If my fingers would work, I can get to how many. The key to me is how many innings has he thrown?
And the key for Grant is going to be staying on the mound with this wind.
That's right. He's all of about 25 pounds. Surprised he doesn't just get up and float away. 15 2/3 innings. 14 hits, 8 walks. So 22 base runners. That's a 1.5 whip. 20 Ks. The gambler, he broke even. We'll see what the tiniest of freshmen can do here for Inglewood, because their first nine hitters, Bruce, haven't gone very well.
And I know Coach is just saying, hey, just go out and throw some strikes.
Let your defense try here. That's a tough assignment, though, when the Reds are playing. You know, it's a team that gets 12 runs, hits almost 400.
They can hit the ball, and then they do hit a little lazy fly ball to the outfield, and the left and center fielders let it drop in for a base hit.
Yeah, if you're going to be a team that comes in the 32 against the one, you've got to execute to have any chance. Pitch here, that's in for a strike. Tight strike zone in the first inning for Mitch Haythorn, the Reds pitcher, really did lead to three walks and a run in the first inning. But the Reds have six here in the home half. Pebbles deals, and the pitch to Richter is slammed into right center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Over to pick it up here is Mashka. One run is in. Gerritsen scores. Right behind him is Gunnar Duncan. I take it back. Behind him for the Reds, that's a Brogan Barr, who is a courtesy runner. So two more in the books there. That's a two-run single for Benny Richter. And here comes Jaden Stone now. All right, Stone to the plate. Eight runs in for the Reds here in the first inning. Pitch to the plate by Pebbles. The runner goes. They're not even going to throw down. They just concede second base to Richter here. I don't know when defensive indifference comes in, but they didn't even look. It was as if it wasn't happening. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike.
Well, Jaden comes up with runners on second and third. We talk about how many RBIs he has from that two-hole. And here's a good reason that you referred to, Clark. A lot of runners in front get on base.
Pitch here waved at and missed by Stone. That's a strike.
Stoney was trying to hit that Briggsdale.
He was. Settle for Pierce right now, and Pierce is more in the direction of the wind here. Go left center with this thing. 1-2 to Stone, bounces up there inside 2-2, starting to run from third base. It never did get the, oh, there's the courtesy runner is, oh, that's Martinez over there, the junior. Austin Martinez at third base. Well, I'd say the Reds have done their answering here in the first eight runs. Still not an out. This is the 11th hitter of the inning. Stoney hits it well to left center field, but they should catch up with this. Gunnar Johnson, he's not going to get there. It's going to fall in. Another one you figure was going to be caught. Two runs are going to score, and that's a two-run double for Jaden Stone. Wow. Are you going to say it's the wind that they're having such a hard time with out there, Coach? Or are they just misjudging these?
They just totally misjudged it, but the wind really dropped that ball down. Between center and left field. Definitely a win factor on that one.
So Stone doubles in a pair. Here's Walker Martin, and the pitch is up and in to Walker. 11 hitters so far, 5 walks and 6 Reds hits, including a triple by Ryder True and a double by Jaden Stone here. Pitch on the way to Walker, missed way outside. This is kind of what Sterling did to their two opponents yesterday. 20 to nothing
against Middle Park.
Yeah, that sounds like a three-inning shot to me.
And they came back with a 13-3 win over Delta.
Yeah, they're salty. They'll be really tough in the field of eight, no doubt. Pebbles deals in the pitch there. He missed it away. 3 balls and no strikes. Wow. The Pirates are just thirsting for an out here. 12th hitter of the game for the Reds, yet to retire any of them. Jaden Stone sitting out there at second base. That's correct. Pitch to Walker Martin. He misses ball 4.
Martin draws the base on balls for the Reds.
So 2 on.
Left fielder number 28, Ryder True.
Nobody out. Here comes the state's RBI leader, Ryder True.
Thing about baseball, Clark, is, you know, every individual that comes to the plate wants to succeed.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what the situation is. This isn't like football where you can take a knee or, you know, stall out and take 40 seconds off the clock in basketball. This is individual batter, individual competition between a pitcher and a batter. And the batter wants to succeed no matter what the score is.
No balls and a strike. Pebbles comes back and misses that one way upstairs. And that's what leads to really the only watchable All-Star game, too.
Yes.
Is each individual wants to do their at-bat or their pitch the best they can.
Yeah, baseball by far has the best pro sports All-Star game.
Without question. Ball and a strike here, pitch on the way. Swung and driven to left field. Going back on this one, away back, and you can kiss this ball goodbye. Ryder True, the state's RBI leader, has just popped in. One, two, three more.
Well, that was a no-doubter.
Yeah.
Regardless of wind. Did the wind carry it farther? Absolutely, the way it's blowing today. But that would have been out in most ballparks any day.
Bruce, all the RBI leader in the state has done today is driven in six runs in the first inning.
I believe that gives him 48 now, Clark.
It gives him 48 on the year. It's his third home run of the season. Now you got to start looking at Chasso records for most RBIs in an inning.
And
six in
one
inning.
What happens if it gets to 20 to nothing, but there's still no outs?
Yeah,
you're going to eventually have to get some outs.
That is true.
This is where Coach Hernandez will step up and say, somebody's got to take one for the team.
That's right. A mercy out.
Both teams.
No. Well, at some point, you just got to start filing some other hitters in, I suppose. It says 13 on the board up there. Could that be right?
That is correct,
wow.
Clark. And we're at the 14th hitter.
13 hitters have come to the plate and 13 have touched home plate.
Yeah, 14th hitter and no outs.
There's a ground ball into the hole, and yeah, you know it. It's a base hit into left field for Tate Smith.
This is the single into left field. That'll bring to the plate third baseman number
14 hitters.
Duncan.
14 successful journeys for the Reds so far. Here comes Dirk Duncan. Well, it's not two outs and it's not two strikes, but he'll just get up there and probably wrap one. Duncan walked his first time. Tate gets his lead over at first now. So now, Tate, if I'm Tate Smith, I'm already thinking. You know, I'm going to go through the motions the rest of the way here, and I'm going to think about dialing in and pitching that that championship game this afternoon, or when it will be. There are lights here.
We may come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Holy cow. Here's the pitch to the plate. That one swung on and missed by Dirk.
Dirk was about 5 feet in front of that pitch, just waiting for it.
Just about came out of his shoes. It's a ball and a strike here. 13 runs in the first inning for the Reds here. There's still nobody out, and he just hit Dirk Duncan. So Pebbles.
Duncan on the first base on the hit by pitch.
Pebbles looking for Bam Bam. That dates me a little bit. Anybody know the Flintstones out there? That's right.
Oh, man, one of the best ever cartoons.
We're talking cartoons in the first inning, Coach. The Reds have 13 runs on 8 hits here. 2 on, nobody out, first inning. And the pitch is down low in the dirt, a ball and no strikes. It is the 16th Red to come to the plate in the inning. I want to have a book in front of me that says, okay, what's the most number of hitters that have ever come to the plate in the first inning without an out? This is the 16th, and the pitch is popped up foul right side, and it'll get back out of play. What's the most RBIs in the first inning of a game? All Ryder True's done is triple in 3 and three-run home run in the same inning.
He is halfway to the cycle in the first inning. Has anyone ever hit for the cycle in one inning?
That's right. All these records we need to know. That's a strike. One ball and two strikes. Well, if you were a little worried when it was 1-0 Inglewood, you can breathe deep. Here's the pitch. That one missed away all the way to the backstop. The runners will move up 90 feet.
we had the lead against these guys. They just happened to come back.
Yeah. So technically the Reds will come from behind today. But
another come from by. They've had their share this year. And this is
not like this.
Another come from behind win for the Eaton Reds today.
They're just not waiting six innings to do it. They're not waiting till the seventh. They're going to do it in the first. All right. Up to the plate for the Reds here. Garrett Garrettson on the pitch on the way. That missed away. And so we will go 3-2. The one constructive thing here for the Pirates is first base is open. So a walk here would not
walk
force an
run.
Yeah. No, won't hurt. We're trying to be serious here. Won't hurt you any worse than the 13 that have already scored with no outs here in the first inning. All right, Pebble set to go, comes back in the pitch, waved at and missed. Took something off of it. He struck him out, and that's the first red out of the ball game.
Now, do you ask for the ball if you're right, Eaton dugout?
Yeah, well, maybe if you're the pitcher, you do.
Number 23, Mitch Haythorne.
I was able to get him one time.
What major league hitter the other day? He was like in an 0-for-22 slump. He got a base hit, and the dugout asked for the ball.
That's fantastic. That's terrific. Here is Mitch Haythorne now. Walked his first time. Mitch was pitching. That was about an hour and a half ago. We'll see what he's
been throwing a little bit in between.
Coming back out
bats.
There. Holy cow. All right. You got Tate sitting down at third. You got Dirk over at second. One out for the Reds here. 13 runs in. I imagine we're going to go three innings today. Pitch on the way here, and that one's skied into left field. It's going to be Sean Fox, the senior. Look at it. Blow it all the way to the left side, and it falls fair. That just doesn't seem fair. The wind caught it, blew it out of his reach, and the Reds are going to score two more runs here.
Two-run double by Haythorne.
And it's a two-run double for Mitch, a windblown double there. Okay, that just watching that, Coach, makes me want to get rid of the win by the championship game tonight.
Yes.
Because I don't want to see any of that.
Catcher number 11, Gunner.
Sean Fox is a senior left fielder for the Pirates. It looked like he had the ball all the way. And the wind just took it and soared it. And then it lands about 2 feet inside the foul line.
When the ball came off the bat, it was like, okay, here's out number two.
Sure. Pebbles deals in the pitch here, and Gunner Duncan takes a strike on the outside corner. No balls and a strike here. Congratulations to the four 3A teams that have already been signed, sealed, and delivered to the state tournament, to the final eight. Pebbles comes back swinging and a miss by Duncan, and it's 0-2.
Well, Benny Richter's on deck and will be making his
third plate appearance
of the inning. As a leadoff hitter, I'm sure Ben has never experienced this.
No, and I'm just going to say, Coach, I can't remember ever broadcasting a game where they hit 18 batters. There's only one out still, by the way. And a pitch is low there, a ball and two strikes now to Gunner Duncan.
That is just such a lot of first feeling today. Over in that dugout. Yeah. These are high school guys just trying to go out and compete, and that's not fun when you're on that side.
Won't be a bad beat today. It'll just be a beat. Pitch on the way. Fisted foul behind us. All right. I'm not sure what. Is that a bee or a hybrid of a dinosaur or something trying to land on me right there? Not sure what that is. We have played 50 minutes of baseball. One out, bottom of the first inning. 15 runs, 9 hits for the Reds. The pitch. Swing and a drive foul right side and out of play.
That almost hopped right into the concession stand, which, by the way, is one of the better ones in the state. Eaton always supplies great
concessions. Let's get to this 20 runs and get over there, right?
If you're listening and are here at the park, head on over there.
Pitcher, that one driven right side foul again and out of play over by the concession stand. 1-2, still one out here, bottom of the first inning. Englewood scored in the first. 3 walks and a base hit. Pushed a run over, but the Reds, they've kind of done their duty here. 15 runs in the first inning. Pebbles deals. He wears number 15.
Eaton runs such a class operation,
sure,
though, in all their sports. I mean, look how well manicured these fields are.
The field is gorgeous today, by the way. Yeah.
It's Sunday, and, man, that concession stand, it's open. No excuses, and fans in the stands.
Well, 3-2 to Gunner Duncan here. They come back 3-2, and the pitch is skied up in the air. This just the wind should take this out of play, and it falls. Well, they just kind of gave up on it, didn't they? It falls. I mean, Coach and I are looking for the ball, and it falls on the field of play in foul grounds, maybe, I don't know, 20 feet from the on-deck circle. And the catcher didn't try for it. Pitcher ran for a second and then said, no. Nah.
First baseman says, you guys take it.
Here's
not interested.
I get they thought probably the wind was going to push it out, but don't you got to run it out?
But actually the wind is bringing it back from the right side.
Trying to give him an excuse, Coach. So a walk to Duncan here, two on, one out. And Benny Richter is going to come in. Austin Martinez will be the runner over at first for Gunnar Duncan.
And now hitting for the red, second baseman number 4, Ben Richter.
I think it's Brogan Barr that is running at second base. Does that look like a 12 deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, so you got Barr at second. You got
Martinez
at first. Yeah, the runners. And here is, for the third time in the first inning, Ben Richter. And he slams one to center field. Coming up, and that's by the center fielder. It'll bounce away from him. Both runs are going to score here. We're going to give him we're going to go hometown in this and give Benny Richter a two-run triple on this one. He's 3-for-3 in the first inning
with 4 RBIs as the leadoff hitter.
Okay. All right.
That'll bring to the plate short center fielder number 1, Jaden Stone.
All right. So here's Stoney. Well, the Reds have 17 runs in the first inning, Coach. It's taken the wind out of the sails of this game just a hair. Championship game tonight at some point. This one is a looper to left. That's going to fall. Base hit. That's all the Reds need is a looper to fall. That one's in. RBI time again for Jaden Stone. He's got at least 3 ribbies today.
That is his 3rd RBI. Goes the opposite way to left over the third baseman's head. And it's a comfortable 18-1 lead for the Reds.
20 hitters, Coach. 20 batters have batted, and there's only one out here in the first inning. It is batting practice for the Reds here today. 18-1, one out. Kent Denver and Cole Ridge coming up next.
I'm sure they're excited watching this. Say, let's go, guys. Let's go out and get a win.
Well, the thing
because
that they're
we
thinking.
Can, we can face this team
they're
as
thinking,
well.
Man, the Reds are going to score all their runs here in this game.
There's no way they can score that many in 2 games.
No way, right? Here's the pitch. That one swung on and fouled away by Walker Martin. And so it is no balls and 2 strikes. But and it's tough. I mean, Englewood comes down here. They got a lot of seniors on the team. You want to show well. But it's just a different league.
You know what? You want to be that rich strike of the baseball regionals.
But that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen very often. Here's the pitch on the way, and Martin clobbers it right center field and deep. They're going back. Johnson, the senior, looks up, and this ball is gone. Walker Martin drills one out into right center field.
Another no-doubter, Clark. No win needed for that stroke.
So Walker Martin hits his club-leading 5th home run of the year. What a shot to right center field. Kind of against the wind even. I mean, that's just a monstrous shot.
And as he greets Ryder True, he's whispering, you can get
next.
One more RBI here, but I'm not on base.
Well,
I just went yard.
They need one more, and then they can get 6 more outs on the hill, and we're done. Because it's 20 to
1. Does it have to go 3 innings,
yeah,
Clark?
Yeah.
It has
the
to go
minimum,
3
I'm sure, is 3. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's 20 after 1 or 2 or anything like that. I think, and I mean, I wouldn't bet my life on it, but I'm pretty sure that's right. 20 after 3, 15 after 4, 10 after 5 or 6. Bouncer into the Reds dugout hit by Ryder True right there. Okay, so Ryder True here in the first inning has tripled. He's homered. He's driven in 6 runs.
I'm rooting for a double here.
The only thing he hasn't done is wash my car. I mean, that could become a next. No balls and a strike here. Pitch on the way to Ryder. Swinging a line drive, base hit. There's 3 parts of the cycle, Coach.
I'll go for 2.
Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves right here on Preps Radio.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Now hitting first.
Well, what Ryder Drew didn't do there, Coach, he didn't drive a run in.
Right.
You know, he's only got six in the first inning.
Just six RBIs.
A single, a triple, and a home run in the first inning.
When that ball was hit down the line, I thought it might be a double, but playing it smart and being 19 runs ahead,
yeah,
you don't run yourself into and out at second base.
So you get your junior catcher, Serge Ivano, going out to talk to Pebbles, who's the freshman pitcher. Now, he's probably saying, hey, don't worry, that guy over there at first base, it's the leading RBI guy in the state.
Yeah,
don't worry about him.
Let's get this next guy.
Yep. All right, here's Tate Smith. A walk and a single here in the inning for Tate. Here's his third trip. That one missed down low. 23rd batter of the inning for the Reds. They trailed 1-0 coming into the bottom of the first. They put up 20 runs on 13 hits here in the first inning. And there is still a chance for a double play. One out here in the bottom of the first. Pebbles is at the belt. Comes to the plate and the pitch, and that one is skied foul right side. First baseman, that's Hunter Johnson, one of the senior triplets for the Pirates, had a look, but it's out of play. Well, thank you to Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. I know he's our fourth inning stretch punter, but we're not going to get to a fourth inning. So let's say thank you to Mike. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler Goosehead Insurance. And the pitch to the plate, and that one, he'll throw back down to first base on a pitch that was called strike. So it's 1-2 here. All right, one ball, two strikes. One out here, bottom of the first inning. 20-1, the Eden Reds in front by 19 runs. Pitch fouled back against the screen here.
Clark, if you take a look at the right fielder, can he play any deeper?
No, I mean, is he on this side of the fence? He is, but barely. He's standing right at the track in right center field. Center fielder is deep as well, and the left fielder right in front of the track out there too. So they're just, yeah, the way the Reds are hitting, yeah, get a park bench and take a seat out there. One ball, two strikes here. Pitch on the way to Tate, swung on and foul tipped in the glove, and he struck him out. That is strikeout number two in the inning for the Reds. Out number two.
That'll bring up third baseman number 20, Dirk Duncan.
Well, Pebbles has a chance to get all three.
He does.
All three on strikeouts here this first inning.
Strikeout the side, baby. Just don't look at the scoreboard. All right, Dirk Duncan has not had an official at bat. This is his third plate appearance of the inning. He's been walked. He got hit by a pitch. That one's up. They'll throw down to first base and the runner back in.
And the Reds do need one more run for the 20-run mercy rule.
They do, yeah. But they've got two more innings of work here. They're on pace right now. If we played three innings, they're on pace for 60 runs.
And a three-and-a-half-hour game.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled right side and out of play. Kent Denver Cole Ridge are coming up in the middle of this one. And then we'll find out who takes the championship. We'll find out what day and time that is. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. Yeah, if I'm the home plate umpire here, I'm opening this strike zone up like you can't believe.
Zone might get a little wider. It was pretty tight the top half of the first.
All right, Pebble set to go again. Pitches Duncan, and it's fouled away. Kid at right side out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. 20-1. The home team Eden Reds in front here. At the belt as Pebbles comes to the plate, and the pitch floated inside. And it goes two balls and two strikes.
Well, Dirk's taking a look at that inside pitch, and after getting hit by the pitch his previous at-bat, he's thinking, hey, what's going on here?
Here's the 2-2 outside corner. No, didn't get it. It's 3-2 now. 24th hitter of the inning for the Reds. That's right. Your radio is not breaking up. 24 hitters this inning, and there's ball four. So we'll see. We will see 25 hitters this inning. Garrett Gerritsen is going to bring his bat up here for the third time this inning. Singled in the first, but then here against Pebbles, he struck out.
Yeah, has one of the two strikeouts from Pebbles.
CNH Solutions scoring summary, the Reds, and we are in the first inning. 20 runs on 13 hits and no errors. The Pirates, one run, one hit, and no errors. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Pebbles deals high, a ball and no strikes here. Safe to say the Reds are going to win their 43rd in 46 tries. Dating back to last year's schedule. This one's down low in the dirt. So two balls and no strikes. Mitch Haythorn out on deck for the Reds here. Here's the look in the pitch, and that one missed down low. So three balls, no strikes. Wow. I mean, we've got to be nearing a record. I mean, a chance to bat around three times in the first inning? This has got to be something that's never been done before. Pitch on the way. Did he get him? No, it's outside. Four-pitch walk to Garrison. Here comes Mitch Haythorn, 26th hitter of the inning. He's walked and doubled in the ball game. Do you think he feels comfortable with a 19-run lead?
I think Mitch is probably wondering if he'll go back out there.
That's a great point.
I think you got one of your top studs on the mound in a.
I don't bring him back out. That's a good point. Heck with it. It's not a warm day. You've sat all this time. Why do you need him to go out there? You could use him. You know,
to get some work.
Yeah, I guess that's just it. But
just a reminder, fans.
All right, so we want to thank again AMCO, Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. We may be getting a pitching change here. Those are my guys out there. Take care of my car, my kids' cars. Don Scott built the empire out there 40 years. I would assume Don's at track and field, a state champion. Did you hear? Are they continuing today?
They are continuing today.
He's out there watching his grandsons, Will and Zach Grable, out there, so good stuff. But Don built the empire over there in Fort Collins right on Mason Street. The AMCO there for 40 years, the number one store in the region, folks. Now they've got that same expertise in Loveland right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. So Dave Martin in Loveland, your guy, Lance Pickett. Go call Lance in Fort Collins. He'll get you taken care of. It is AMCO, Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Pitching change right now, Micah. Let's spend 60 seconds back selling something. It is 20-1, Reds lead here. We'll take a timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, NoCo, are you ready for a morning show unlike anything you've ever heard?
How does a telephone survey about obesity work? Yeah, hello, we're wondering, are you fat? Press 1.
All right, thank you for filling out the survey. You get a gift card for a salad.
Good morning, NoCo, with the one, the only, the radio icon, Brian Gary.
Thurman Munson picked up the ball, looked at him, goes, I know exactly what you look like, and I'll see you after the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's got to make you rethink what you've been yelling.
Shut the dude up.
And the man in the know, Tanner Schwint.
When you don't have any remorse, that's why they dropped the hammer here with 5 years.
If you were appalled by your actions, there might be a little bit of reprieve.
6 to 9, Monday through Friday. You won't want to miss a second of this new, fresh look at sports, news, weather, and of course, all the fun you can handle.
He is just the smoothest vocalist. There's no effort. He doesn't have to try to sing. That's just George.
He's one of those guys who does everything right as a musician and then as a man.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Buckle up, Northern Colorado.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton High School. If I told you we're still in the first inning, would you hold it against me? An hour and 6 minutes of baseball here. Still bottom of the first inning. Two outs. 20-1 Reds. Third Inglewood pitcher. And the pitch is a ground ball to shortstop. They'll go to second, and that'll do it. And the first inning comes to an end. 26 hitters come to the plate for the Reds in the first inning, and they score 20 times. We'll go to the second inning here at Eaton High School in the regional opener. It's 20-1 Reds, this time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back, folks. Eaton High School today is the regional for baseball. The regional final will be tonight at some point.
We're
on track to do the game. We're programmed to do the game tonight, but we just don't know when it's going to be. But this one, we think for sure you have to go at least three innings, or the losing team would have to bat at least three times if there's a 20-run advantage in the game or more. It's 20-1 Reds at the end of one inning here. And Mitch Haythorn comes out to deal here in the second inning. So Jace Pronte, Josh Jones, and then back to the Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson trio for the Pirates, who need to rally a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, they need to put those hats on backwards right now.
They need to do something with those hats. I'm not sure what, but 20-1. Just things I've never seen in baseball before. 26 hitters. They were one batter short of everybody getting up three times in the first inning. I've never seen two times like that. Six RBI first inning for Ryder True. He had three parts of the cycle in the first inning, a home run, a triple, and a single.
Leadoff hitter Benny Richter, four RBIs from the leadoff spot.
Four RBIs and three hits. Walker Martin has a home run, a single, and a walk.
Leading off number 18, Jace Pronte.
They're just ridiculous numbers. All right, here we go. So let's see what
Mitch can get a quick 1-2-3 limit some pitches for his sake, and get this game moving on.
My guess is we'd see some hitters for Todd in the second inning probably. Here we go. Mitch deals, first pitch on the way, and Pronte takes this one away. It's a ball and no strikes. Mitch had trouble with his command in the first inning a little bit, and a very tight strike zone by the home plate umpire. Hopefully that's loosening up a little bit. There's a fastball for a strike.
Really nice pitch comes out on the outside corner. This is where Mitch needs to throw strikes and say, how far can you hit it?
Mitch comes back, and the pitch on the way here right down Main Street, and he swings through it and misses. And it's one ball and two strikes now.
Pronte was way behind on that fastball.
Mitch comes back, 1-2, swing and a miss. He blew the fastball by him again. And it is three strikeouts in a row now for Haythorn. He picks up right where he left off after 50 minutes in the dugout.
Right, three consecutive strikeouts, four total for him now in 1 1/3 inning.
All right, here comes Josh Jones, the number 9 hitter in the Inglewood Pirate lineup. Jones, a .441 hitter this year, so he had a good year at the bat. Swings and fouls this one off to the right out of play.
Interesting, he's hitting .440 and number nine hitter.
Yeah. Let me see here, .441, limited, 38 plate appearances, 34 at-bats, about half as many as the top players on the team. But you don't know if that was for injury reasons or what that would be. He is a senior here. 0-1 from Haythorn, big breaking ball. That's there for a strike off the tip
of
the glove.
And a very weak league that they play in,
yeah.
Clark.
Yeah. We Bruce and I all the time preach, where you come from? What league do you come from? And there's just simply no league like the Patriot League. Metro will try to butt up to it once in a while. And Metro, in the olden days when Holy Family was part of that, yeah, there was argument then, no doubt. Mitch comes back, and a fastball missed up and in. Ball and two strikes here. 20-1, Reds, top of the second inning in Eden. Started this about an hour and 20 minutes ago. Here's the look and a pitch. Swing and a miss at the high cheese. And strikes him out, two away. Well, Mitch has recorded five strikeouts, Coach, in five outs.
Yes. And that fastball is moving, and the Inglewood Pirate hitters simply can't catch up to it.
Gunnar Johnson, one of the strikeout victims, a leadoff hitter here from the left side. Pitch to him, slapped foul down the left side past the Reds dugout.
You could see the contact made there, Clark, so far behind that the ball ends up near the dugout of the Eaton Reds with the left-handed hitter.
Yeah, very end of the bat, Johnson got a piece of it. Mitch comes back in the 0-1 swing. That one's hit well. Left field going back on it in a hurry. His rider, no, looking up. This is a dive and a catch. Oh, what a catch! Is it Bryce Smith that's out there? I don't see it.
Yes, 14.
That's Lucas Stone, the sophomore. I didn't see him out there. I said Ryder True. I almost said Ryder True, and I saw a lefty that's not clearly as big as Ryder. It's Lucas Stone.
It's Little Stoney. Little Stoney out there in left field.
Yeah, incredible catch.
Great catch.
That was a well-struck ball by Johnson, and Lucas Stone, the sophomore, says, how do you do with a defensive gem out there? And that defensive gem, of course, brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. That was fun. Stick around. That might be talked about on our Journey Home's play of the game. Lucas Stone, holy cow. We'll come back to the bottom of the second inning. It's 20-1, Reds lead here. And we'll see if they can get that mercy rule run here and then hold them in the third. Come back in a moment here. Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eden, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eden is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the second inning, and the Reds already will go here the second with substitutions. Joey Blaskowski will jump in here. Now, this has got to be – how many Blaskowskis you know in your life? This has got to be CJ's younger brother. CJ was a terrific third baseman for the Reds here in the past.
Well, it's nice that the Reds have the opportunity to get a lot of bench players in,
oh, for sure,
in this game and get a lot of at-bats.
Blaskowski fouls that one away right there. Joey, just a couple at-bats this year so far. 0 for 2, looking for the first hit for the Red.
Sure, he got a lot of action on the JV team.
Absolutely.
Several bats down on that squad.
One ball, two strikes here. And the pitch to the plate from the lefty sails way outside. Elliot Mashka, third pitcher of the day for the Pirates, continues his work on the hill here. A lot of first inning first for me after, I think we've been calling baseball for over 10 years here now. Never seen anything like that. That went to the backstop. So three balls and two strikes here to Joey Blaskowski. Bryce Smith in the on-deck circle. So as I figured here in the second inning, the coach is just going to
see a lot of changes.
Start bringing out a bunch of the kids here. Pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and fouled away again, right side out of play. Remains three balls and two strikes right here. Bottom of the second inning, 20 runs, 13 hits for the Reds in a historic first inning. I'm on some level, we'll say that. One run, one hit, Inglewood. Pitch and a swing. Blaskowski strikes out to open the second inning.
Down on strikes. Now hitting second baseman, number three, Bryce Smith.
So Bryce Smith will come to the plate now. Benny Richter goes 3-for-3, two singles and a triple and four RBIs. Not bad for a leadoff guy, right? And his day is over. Well, his morning's over.
Although possibly.
It's not morning. Yeah, possibly.
Because it's for the Pirates now.
It's high school baseball. You can resurface.
Always have the re-entry rule in high school, yep. So they can come back in. I'm sure Coach Hernandez doesn't want to use that plan.
Cade Gentry is out on deck for the Reds here. And the pitch to Bryce Smith is in for a strike. No balls, one strike, one out, bottom of the second. Mashka deals in the pitch here. Fisted foul, right side out of play. No balls, two strikes. And if I'm Todd Hernandez and I've got these guys, you know, that haven't had many opportunities, I'm saying swing the bat.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't come up there. Don't go up there looking for a walk. If it's near it, swing it.
You're going to become a good player by being aggressive. So get up to that plate and let it rip.
0-2, and that one popped up. First baseman, that's Hunter Johnson, the senior. I think he'll take care of this and does. And there are two outs now.
Pops out to the first baseman.
This is just like the first inning, Bruce. The Reds, if you weren't aboard with us in the first inning, hit 26, brought 26 men to the plate. Here in the second, it's simply two up and two down, right?
Yeah, and honestly, we'd like to see that 21st run be put up there.
Well, yeah, we would.
So we could go out and get three more outs and end this game.
Yeah. All right, Cade Gentry going to step up here. Cade is 0-for-4 this year. Well, he's been done some running, though. He scored 14 runs with four at-bats. Swings through that one. No balls and a strike here. Two outs in the last of the second inning. Mashka comes back and deals a rip into right field. That's a base hit. His first hit of the year. Congratulations to Cade Gentry.
Well, that was a nice swing of the bat as well. Just a hard hit ball to right field.
So two down. Gentry's at first with the Reds' 14th hit here. And Brogan Barr will hit for Walker Martin. I smell the hamburgers on over there. That smells pretty darn good. I think I'm going to run to A&W. I think that's where I'm going. A&W, official restaurant of Preps Radio, as that ball sails right in front of my face off the screen here. Was not even looking at it. And to second base, and the wild pitch goes Gentry. All right, Brogan Barr from the left side right here. Brogan on the season. He is 0-for-8. He does have a couple of RBIs, though, I would assume. Was able to get some ground balls or fly ball or maybe even a walk with the bases loaded to get those RBIs in. But that 21-run lead, or 20-run lead, sitting out there at second base. A base hit right now would be dynamic. Mashka deals, and the pitch sails in for strike two.
Mashka, pretty nice delivery. Lefty on the mound. Just very inexperienced.
At the belt here, he comes back in the pitch, and that one's hit to right center, and there's going to be your 2-run or your 20-run lead. A base to right, the run will score. It's 21-1 Reds, and we are three outs away from crawling out of this Mercy Rule game. How about Brogan Barr with a nice swing?
Nice swing, Brogan.
His first hit of the year, Cade Gentry's first hit of the year. Terrific.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, postseason hits. All right, Lucas Stone, who made the defensive play of the game in the top of the second inning. He just went back and did a Willie Mays over-the-shoulder catch in left field. Here's Lucas, and the pitch is down low. And it's a ball and no strikes. 21-1, Reds. Thank you, Brogan Barr, for getting that 20-run lead. In the third inning, which could be the last for the Pirates, Johnson Johnson and Hebel. That's the 2, 3, and 4. It's not a law firm. This is, it would normally be Ryder True, but who do we have at the plate now? It's Lucas Stone. That's right. Popped up. Left center field. This could fall, though. This is going to be all kinds of trouble. Running. This ball is going to fall between the left fielder and shortstop. Runners will move up to second and third here for the Reds.
Stone with a single.
One of those little fly balls in no man's land, Clark, that the shortstop just couldn't quite get on his horse and track down. Wind had a little bit of a factor, but that ball was hit in an area where just nobody was going to get to it.
All right, here's J-Mac. Jared McCormick will come to the plate. Reds have runners at second and third now, and the pitch to McCormick, it hit him, so that's load the bases.
McCormick down to first on the hit by pitch.
Yeah, and Austin Martinez will come to the plate here.
Austin Martinez has had a chance to courtesy run, but now gets his shot at the plate.
I'm going to have no idea with my eyesight who's in the field next inning, but maybe he can help me out. Here's the pitch. This one's hit hard down to third base. Backhanded, they'll just go to the bag, and that's the end of the inning. But the Reds get a big run right there. Yeah, they led 20-1, but now they just need three outs in the third inning. 21-1, Reds lead as the Inglewood Pirates will come to the plate needing a run to continue. And we'll do that, come back in a moment. It's brought this time out, brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Head to the third inning. Inglewood needs to score here. We're done with the regional opener. 21-1 Reds lead. Mitch Haythorn says, I'm going to come get you, and he throws the first pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Johnson Johnson and Hebel, the law firm for Inglewood, steps up here. Bo Johnson, the sophomore, to lead things off. 2, 3, and 4 for the Pirates here in the third. Swing and a miss at a breaking pitch. A beauty by Mitch right there, and it's 0-2.
Boy, Mitch really... broke that off nice. That was a terrific off-speed breaking pitch.
0-2. Here's the look and the pitch to the plate. Just missed at the knees, and it's 1-2. Okay, Bruce, go ahead and set the Reds defensively for us.
Well, on the mound we have Mitch Haythorn.
There you go.
Right now that's all they're going to need, I think.
Joey Bloskowski behind the dish. We got that. That's as far as Bruce and I can see.
We have
J-Max
numerous.
At first. Yeah, J-Max at first. You got Bryce Smith over at second.
Brogan's out in right field.
Did Vigoria go to short? We'll see when he moves his glove. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Austin Martinez down at third.
Johnson down on strikes.
And we're two outs away from going to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show.
Let's go.
Number one, Hunter Johnson.
Hunter Johnson is the only Pirate today to have a base hit. Mitch deals, and the fastball waved through and missed, and it's 0-1.
This has just become a good day's work for Mitch.
Sure has.
Gets three innings in.
Pitch on the way there. You probably didn't think he'd have three at-bats in the first inning, too.
Right.
One ball, one strike here.
Has six strikeouts thus far.
Pitch on the way, ground ball to shortstop. This is Vigoria, I think. The third baseman tries to cut in front. Martinez, that's a base hit all the way. And it is Hayden Vigoria who's at short. So Hunter Johnson has been the special guy today for the Pirates. Two hits.
Well, that ball was hit so slow. You know, just enough to carry it past the pitcher.
If Hunter Johnson, is that Hunter over at first? Yeah, if that's Hunter Johnson, if he scores...
Another
full inning. I mean, the Reds would have to bat, and then the Pirates would get to hit in the fourth. There goes the runner. Throw down to second on a loop. Kind of late getting there was Bryce Smith. So stolen base.
Well, if they score, if the Reds come back and put a run across the plate.
Oh, then that's it. Yeah,
that's over. But let's just end it here, Mitch Haythorn.
Yeah, you're right. The Reds just have to be up by 20 after the –
three-inning mark.
After the three-inning mark, that's right. Or 2.5 in this case, because they won't need to hit in the bottom of the third here. 21-1 Reds, 16th-seeded Kent, Denver, and 17-seeded Coleridge will play next. Regional championship tonight is scheduled for 4 o'clock. We'll see. Look at the pitch. That's slammed to right field. Coming up, and making the catch in right field.
I think that's Broken Bar.
No, that no, is that's Martinez.
Bar, oh, is that it?
No, it's is it 12? No, you're right. It is Broken Bar. Coach, way to go. See, I got to trust in this life. Your eyes.
Every try to come up with who's in right field.
Yeah, you did it.
Nice catch by Brogan.
That was.
That was a well-hit ball and played that really well in these conditions.
So two down. Sir Giovanno is the hitter here, I believe, unless they're hitting. But probably not. Two outs and a ball and no strikes here. 21-1, and we're one out away from moving on to the regional final for the Eaton Reds. Haythorne deals good. Fastball by Mitch on the outside. One ball, one strike here. I think it's Lucas Stone who moved over to center, too.
Yeah, I see a lefty out there. So
making that great catch. All right, here's the look in the pitch, and that breaking ball's there for a strike. So a ball and two strikes. Two outs here. Third inning. Pirates down to their final strike of the day, if unless they can get a base hit here and extend this thing to the last of the third inning. Haythorne at the belt. Mitch trying to put a big cap on this thing. Deals the 1-2. Ground ball foul outside the bag at third. The Reds with the win here today are going to go to 22-2. They have now won 43 of their last 46 games, dating back to last year's championship season. Mitch at the belt. Here's the 1-2. Pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed. And the Reds are into the regional final. Mitch Haythorne gets his seventh win of the season against no defeats. We'll come back with the all-feed mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway floor to ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
CNH Solutions in Ault prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eden High School as we get into our all-female postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, all-female has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. Feed mill equipment, supplies, and services all to you at Ault Feed Mill. Give them a call today, 970-834-2132. Well, Coach, the Pirates led 1-0.
That seems like a long time ago.
Wasn't that a week ago? Yeah. And the Reds came up with 20 runs on 13 hits in the bottom of the first inning. They end up with a 21-1 Mercy Rule win in three innings, two and a half innings here today. Mitch Haythorne gets his seventh win of the season. Ryder True, well, all he did in the first inning today was hit a home run, a triple, drive in six runs. He also singled. He did three-fourths of the cycle in the first inning.
And he just didn't have that chance at that fourth at bat to get that double.
By the time he hit his lineup spot came again, they were hitting for all of the Reds' top hitters. So, boy, what an effort, though. It's impossible not to give him our Norfolk Iron Metal Player of the Game again. He has been mentioned earlier this year in that same vein. So, Ryder True, the leader in RBIs in the state, six more today, gives him 48 RBIs. I'm just thinking back. I think the top numbers I've heard in my 10 years out here is in the low 50s. So he's rocking and rolling towards that number. But
and teammate Walker Martin gets five RBIs.
Yeah, my goodness gracious. So Walker's got 43 now because he had 38 coming in. Crazy, crazy. The Reds, as we said, just absolutely wrapped the baseball here today, 21-1. Norfolk Iron and Metal, we want to thank them, folks. They want to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. The Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, again, is Ryder True. 3-for-3, home run, triple, single, all in the first inning. Six RBIs, all in the first inning for the Reds junior and the state leader in runs batted in now with 48 on the year. The play of the game, let's go there. That is brought to you by Journey Homes, of course. 10,000 homes along the Front Range, over 10 now. Still got a couple of units, last I checked, out in West Greeley in the Promontory subdivision. But, boy, Northern Colorado's number one builder. Go to the website for all that they do. It is journeyhomes.com, and you'll see some great photos on there, a great gallery of the houses and things that they've done. So you want the dream home, folks, of course, journeyhomes.com, a great partner here on Preps Radio, the Journey Homes play of the game. Well, when I turned to go back on this baseball, I thought it was Ryder True, but he had already been substituted for in the outfield. It was Lucas Stone.
Lucas Stone had a great catch in left field.
Just a sophomore, but now we see where senior Jaden Stone kind of, it goes together.
Yeah,
they both can kind of field the baseball.
Over
the shoulder, Willie Mays catch in left field for Lucas Stone. That is our Journey Homes play of the game. Reds 21-1 today in the regional opener. We'll come back with the next segment here on the Ault Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want Rockies talk you won't get anywhere else? Rockies Rundown with the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, and me, Tanner Schwinn, brings you a weekly look at the Colorado Rockies and will feature guests like Rockies manager Bud Black and players and team insiders.
The Rockies still have a ways to go, but I think it's fair to say that there's a freshness, there's a positivity.
Not only is KFK your no-go home for the Rockies, we got you on talk surrounding the team. Rockies Rundown with Jerry Schimmel and me, Tanner Schwinn, Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, and 1310KFKA.com.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway floor to ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., A&W Eaton. Limited time only, prices may vary, tax extra.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
For over 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Righter than you.
What do Stars do? They keep shooting. What do Stars do? They accept the burden of being the guy for their team, even if that burden over a certain stretch, including three quarters, is so worrisome and so cumbersome and so heavy, they're not quite themselves. That's part of stardom. Part of stardom isn't just shining, it's doing the work. It's taking on the load. It's taking on the pressure. Harden did none of that.
Righter than you. Weekdays 9 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. We continue with the all-female postgame show. 21-1 Reds win today. So let's set it up for you guys. 16-seeded Kent Denver, 17-seeded Coleridge. You're going to go here in about, 15 or 20 minutes. Probably more like 20. They haven't even taken infield yet. So that's going to set us up for what's supposed to be a 1 o'clock start, Coach, but I'm going to guess it's going to be more like 10 after.
I'd say we are 1:15 probably.
Yeah. And if that's the case, you know, maybe they get done with that one by
3:30,
something like that. So we could get going by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That's what I would guess. Yeah. I think that's a good guesstimate.
So ballpark figure for you guys at home, 3:45. We'll come back probably about 15 minutes ahead of the regional final to get back on the air with you, catch you up on who they're going to play and all that good stuff coming up for you. But Reds did it the right way, 21-1. Mitch Hainthorne the win, and our Norfolk Iron Middle player of the game, Ryder True. Home run, triple, single, six RBIs in one inning.
Yes, and obviously they hit the ball well. And then on the mound, Mitch Hainthorne, 7 strikeouts in his 3 innings.
9 outs, 7 of them by K. Yep.
Yeah.
Tough stuff for the Reds. Tate Smith will go to in the, I'm going to call it the night game, but this afternoon the regional final. We'll find out who they get when we come back. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio. Kind of shattered everything that he had in the system out there because we went so short. But we'll talk to you guys this afternoon. For Bruce, I'm Clark. Be safe. Reds 21-1 in the regional opener. And we'll be back with the regional final this afternoon right here on Northern Colorado Sports, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.